an important question, and it's a question that these readings are answering today. I mean, it's a question that is answered oftentimes in the scriptures. We haven't even gotten to St. Paul's love is patient, love is kind wedding reading yet, you know. But we've got these two today, or specifically the second reading from St. Paul, or excuse me, from St. John, and then in the Gospel, Jesus commanding us to love. And that's interesting because it's a command. Love is a command that God gives to us. I find this interesting because commands are only given, as far as I can figure, in two circumstances. Someone doesn't know that something needs to be done, and so, like in the military or something, you've got a superior officer giving a command, and until the officer told him to do it, he didn't know that it needed to be done. So, out of ignorance, the command is given. Or, a command is given when something doesn't come naturally. We know we should do it, but we don't do it until someone tells us to do it. It's beyond what we naturally might want to do. We have to be told, eat your Brussels sprouts. It's a command. Eat your vegetables when we're children. I mean, maybe some of us as adults need to be commanded it too, but I don't know. It's very easy. We don't need to be commanded, eat your cake. That's easy. That comes naturally. But eat your Brussels sprouts, it's a bit more complicated. It's a bit more difficult. We have doctors tell us to exercise more, don't eat as much salt or whatever. They're commands because we know they should be done, but we don't do them naturally. He doesn't have to command us to make sure our heart beats or our, don't forget to breathe now. He doesn't need to command us to do that. That's just going to happen naturally. Jesus commands us to love one another as he has loved us, and I think it falls into the second category. It's not that we don't know we shouldn't love each other. He makes it into a command, and he puts it in the context of his own love. Love as I have loved. And that's pretty profound because he would die for us. He does die for us. And not only for like all of us as a group, but even if it was just one of us, he would still have died for us. Whom do each of us find it hard to love? For whom it doesn't necessarily come naturally. See, that's hard, and that's where the command comes in. Because that person you're thinking of when I ask that question, that person's a jerk. And you don't like them, and you don't agree with anything they say, but Jesus isn't asking you to do anything. He's not asking you to like them, he's not asking you to agree with what they say, but he does command us to love them. He wants us to love even that person. And this doesn't have to be emotional. Love isn't a gushy emotional mess in this case. Love is as an emotion for the people we do emotionally love, yeah. But the love that is an action, a chosen action, that takes hard work, especially with the people we don't like. And it takes a lot of practice to get good at it. St. John in the second reading says that whoever is without love is without God. And so if the people whom we find it hard to love don't have love because we haven't followed the command to show it to them, then that means potentially they are without God, unless there's somebody else who loves them. But what if there isn't? Well, that potentially is a very sad situation. Because being completely without love, at least according to St. John here, means they are also in some way without God. I don't know who said it. I'm quoting somebody, but I don't know who. There's a quote that goes something like this. Where you do not find love, place love, and there you will find love. Very simple logic. Same logic that goes along with, I couldn't find a tomato plant, so I planted a tomato plant. And now, whenever I go there, I can find a tomato plant. Well, yeah, you put it there. This is the same logic that God follows. God sent his son into the world so that even if we all had been unlovable, he would always find love here because he put it here. He put the greatest expression of love here, of self-sacrifice. He says, there's no greater love than this than to lay down one's life for a friend. If God couldn't find love among us, he puts himself and he puts this expression of love among us to the fullest extent, to self-sacrifice. So I think that, an answer to that question, what is love, is one of the best definitions of love. Self-sacrifice.